And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Hey guys, and welcome to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. This is Fred here with you. We got an awesome show. That which you just listened to was Pyramid Scheme, band from Pittsburgh, not California, but Pennsylvania. And we actually have them here with us today. Hey guys, yeah, this is Mike's son.
Hey, we're Pyramid Scheme. We're gonna play some songs after Fred plays some songs. I'm Brian. Anyone else want to say hi?
Hey, what's up? It's Anthony.
This is Michael, and I'm sick. And Pope is outside.
So yeah, so you're gonna hear a set or maybe two sets of songs that they have here for you. But first, we're gonna start it off with just some rad, dirty pop punk that I have for you. Starting off first with Dan Padilla. I should have killed you when I had the chance, off of a split they have with Madison Bloodbath. Here he goes.
Hours. Maybe stop, feel to rest my head. It's a long, long walk, and I ain't got a phone. So I stop and buy my home away from home. Well, I see promise to your life, but I can't hear what's inspired. I'm so goddamn sick of lying.
A super rad Momax or Modern Machines song, The Right Girl. That was off of a Art of the Underground single series that they did. Before that, we heard Madison Bloodbath with Cigarettes. And before that, we heard Hot New Mexicans with You're All Wrong. And the first one was Dan Padilla with I Should Have Killed You When I Had the Chance. Well, that was it for me. Next tip here, we got Pyramid Scheme and Paul, who's got a few words for us. Here you go.
Hi, everybody. I want to introduce you to my friends from Pittsburgh, PA, my new friends. I just met them last night. What's up, man? What's your name?
I'm Brian from Pyramid Scheme. Who else is here?
Michael. I play guitar.
Hey, this is Anthony. I play bass.
I'm Pope. I play the drums.
Awesome. I saw you guys at Gilman last night. That was a totally fun show. How did you like it?
It was pretty fun. It's weird playing somewhere that big where I'm sure no one knows who we are, but it went over all right despite technical problems with a guitar, guitars, and an amp.
That part was kind of entertaining, I thought.
And we got to play with Social Unrest. I mean, that's kind of amazing. So
yeah, that was pretty lucky you guys kind of ended up on that bill with them. Were you stoked?
Yeah, it was exciting. It was exciting. I would have been excited to play Gilman Street empty, to be honest. So I'm the wrong person to ask about that.
Well, that must have made it like even better to play Gilman Street and play it not empty.
Yeah.
How did you like Social Unrest and the other bands?
The other bands are all right. I feel like, to be honest, it was like really kind of sterile sounding, and I wonder if we sounded that way too. But I mean, it was good. People were excited. It was cool to see like them. I know Social Unrest has been around forever, and the Hellbillies have been around forever. So it was cool to see a couple like old bands. I don't mean old, old in age, but you know.
They are old in age too, man. I mean, it is all ages, you know. It's not just for the kids.
Yeah, everything was good. And the Hellbillies, everyone was good, but the Hellbillies played for like 4 hours, I think. And other than that, though, it was pretty good.
And they started a fire, too.
The fire was entertaining, though.
So, awesome. Let's Let's hear what you guys picked out of the Maximum Rock and Roll record collection to all play right for the nation and the world.
Okay, first is another Pittsburgh band, Brain Handle. I think they're actually here. I don't know when this goes up or when people will actually listen to this, but I think they're playing in San Francisco tonight, maybe.
Okay. People barely just tonight. They'll download it and then they'll have to run to the show.
May 26th. If you listen to this and you're bored tonight, go find it. I think they're playing in some warehouse somewhere or something.
Awesome. So this is Brain Handle. Here we go.
Hey, that was Warzone Women with G9 and Chucking Meat. That was two songs. Before that was Tear It Up, Fortified, Mind Evasion, Japan is Rotten, and we started with Brain Handle, Out of Touch. Brain Handle and Warzone Women are both other Pittsburgh bands, so yeah, check both of them out if you were into that stuff. Next is an old band who half of them aren't even alive anymore. So, yeah, RKL, why?
They seem to be in a state identical to that curious 20th century earth disease called hard drug abuse. Find the need for hard drugs to be totally illogical.
We'll be right back.
Hey, that was us, Pyramid Scheme, Under the Radar. Before that, another Pittsburgh band, Flack, Only the Dead. Before that were our two anti-drug songs, Blank Stare, Fuck Drugs and Fuck You, and the first one in that block was RKLY. That's it for our part of the show. Who's next?
Dooley's next.
Okay, we're from Pyramid Scheme. Thanks, Maximum Rock and Roll, for asking us to do this. And next up is Dooley. Was that your name?
Yeah,
it's cool. Yeah,
cool. Go see Pyramid Scheme on tour because they shred.
Go see them. All right, I'm going to start this off with a nice view. One of my friends told me that if Capitalist Casualties was ever a Japanese band, they would be called Nice View. And the song rips, so let's see what we got here.
Yeah.
That, which you just heard, was Poison Idea, which you probably already knew. But if you didn't, that song rules. It's called Learning to Scream off the Learning to Scream 7-inch. Before that was East Coast Panic. I tried to play that song last time I was here, but I screwed up and played the wrong song. So that is the correct song. It's also called East Coast Panic. Before that was Screeching Weasel, Punk House, off the Punk House 7-inch, which rules. If you find it, get it. And then, obviously, before that was Nice View, which I already said. So I'll shut up and let the next person go.
Who do we have next here?
Hey, I'm Mira, and I'm going to play Nerve Agents, Metal Pig. It is an amazing song with a sweet-ass bass line.
Fuck yeah. Yep, hit it, yeah, hit the button. Yes, now I'm done.
Oh, no.
Just Peligro Social, and before that, that was Wasted Life by Urban Waste, classic 80s hardcore. Okay. What?
Closer to the mic.
Okay. Should I do that over?
We're on the air.
I don't know what to say now.
Just announce what you were saying. Sorry.
Okay. Nerve Agents played first. Urban Waste is after that, and then it was Peligro Social. It was really good.
Fuck yeah!
Okay, I don't know.
Is that the
whole
thing?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, sorry about the chaos.
Nothing but professionalism over here at Maximum Rock and Roll.
And somebody rewired this so that I can't get to the mic. Hey, this is Paul. I'm going to play a set of CDs since we hate CDs, but that's why we don't play them a lot. But there are a few good ones out there. For example, here's one that just came out from a Japanese band called Semi-4, and you will hear it now.
Why directness with your family fight? Freedom of your living out there.
Oi, oi, oi.
Gaëtan, c'est toi qui as encore fait sauter les plombs. Oh, il y en a marre, hein. Oh, je vais le dire à ton père, hein, c'est
Hello, punks of the world. That was Order of the White Rose from Hawaii doing Expose off of their CD called War Machine. And that's a really good song that they didn't play live, and I was bummed. But that's why you get the CD, so you get the best of both worlds. Deuce Boldly before that, that's a fucking awesome-ass band from Minneapolis, and that's off of a comp called Don't Fall Asleep. That's a CD-only comp. Previous to that was Fetus Party off of this amazing double CD of French punk, French anarcho-punk from 1984 to 2006. It's called Le DIY ou la mort. And Fetus Party did Mon Fille Punk. My son is a punk. Or maybe it's just my child. I'm not sure. Je ne sais pas. Before that, it was Semi 4 from Japan doing Unpatriotic Man of the Year. And that's my set of CD stuff. And more exciting punk is on your way from Cali Danger. What's up? Get your face right on that mic and tell us what you're going to play. Or whatever
Hi.
You want to tell us. Cause
what's up?
What's up?
The next song I'm going to play is this new band from Portland. I'm representing my homeland. They're called The Estranged, and they're really good. And this is them playing On Life During Wartime, if we can get it to work. Right?
Okay, let's see. Let's hope.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, we'll flip the tape over and then we'll see. Oh, we got the button.
Let's do the record first. The record's queued up.
No, wait for it. Wait for
okay,
it.
We're going to make coming. This happen.
I promise it's coming.
Cali Danger promises.
Jetzt ist Büro schlussig, Kapitel ermittelt.
Hey, that was Hansaplast doing Dickie Kinder, one of my favorite bands from Germany. And before that, we heard The Estranged about 3 seconds ago. If you were listening then, probably were.
Well, hey. Rad. Okay. Those songs ruled. But yeah, okay. Well, judging by the time on the clock here, it's about the end of our show. So thanks for listening, everybody. You can always write to us if you have anything to say. You can check us out on the web at MaximumRockAndRoll.com/radio. And it's got all kinds of email addresses there you can send your complaints and comments to. Or if you're in a band and you want us to play your band on the radio, you can send a... 2 copies of vinyl or CD only releases to Maximum Rock and Roll at P.O. Box 460760, San Francisco, California 94146. And thanks for putting up with Slopfest 2007 over here. But really, who needs professionalism in punk, right? Yeah, yeah, we're all drunk here. We're drunk and really high. Yeah. Why so sober to a noon radio show?
I'm on 3 kinds of acid.
All right. Well, we got one last song here for you to send you off with. I once was approached by a friend of mine who asked me, he said, "Hey, so... how many times a week is the MRR radio show on?" And I said, "Well, it's on once a week." And he said, "Well, how many times do you play Dillinger 4? And he said, or I said, "Well, I don't know, probably like once every 2 months or so. They're probably like one of my favorite bands." And he's like, "You know, if I was involved in a weekly radio show, Dillinger 4 would get at least one song every week." And then he asked his girlfriend, and she said she would play him at least once every week. So... I'm not going to play once every week, but I'm going to play one here, and it goes out to you, Seth. And it's called Fuck You, Mrs. Rochelle. It's off of the Mutant Pop Dillinger 4 7-inch. That is really fucking good. Probably 4 of their best songs ever compiled, all onto one 7-inch. So here it goes. Thanks for listening, guys. Bye-bye. Whoa. Yeah, punk rock! We'll be right back.
messing up anyhow. He'd say I knew you when you used to matter, but I've known him since he wasn't so easily flattered.